Hey everybody, it's good to see you all again. This segment is just to kind of let you guys know what is going on in this episode. So in this episode, there is a situation towards the end or anywhere in this episode, there is a blank. That means there's no sound coming in the episode, and you might think that is your fault. That is my fault. You can blame me, say it was my fault because that is editing problem, and that's because of recording and the recording platform that I use. If that happens to be in the episode, if that's in it, what you need to do is to just disregard it. Don't worry about it. Consider it like an ad break. Consider it like a break. Consider it like we're taking a 5 minute break. Consider it like that. So no freaking out. No need to worry. Make sure you guys enjoy the episode. Enjoy what's in it. And y'all have a good one and enjoy this one. Really enjoy it and have fun. And please disregard the blanks in there, consider them breaks. Hope you guys enjoy this episode and thank you guys for understanding and for your cooperation. There it goes. There it goes. Yep, it
Yeah,
takes me a
got
little
it.
while. It takes me a while. Hi guys.
Hello, hello.
Good to see you guys. I'm here with Noah DMC. If you're thinking about the group run DMC, I think you're wrong. Get it? It's a joke. Anyway, I'm so stoked to have you here. I'm so excited. You're actually the only person that I did today, so you actually gave me a break, so welcome.
Thank you, and thanks for having me as well. It's really my first interview, so I've never had this experience before. I'm also very excited.
Oh yeah, I can tell. I can tell your voice sounds monotone, but I can tell that you are excited.
I am. I have practice. Poker
Oh yeah.
face, there's poker voice as well.
Yes, I got a smile out of you. I thought you were gonna be like monotone forever, but I knew I was
Look,
gonna get.
you listen to my songs. My songs are very sad or sometimes like pure rage mode. But in real life, I'm very goofy. I'm always laughing, always making jokes. So like, yeah. You're most likely to have like a bunch of bad jokes for me today than anything else.
It's all right, it's all right. I've heard enough bad jokes in the past, so yours will just be an addition.
What matters is the intention, right? The intention is everything. So if you aim
All
to
right.
make someone laugh, even if
Yeah.
you fail, it's all right.
Oh yes, oh yes. But I'm all for joking, I'm all for it, and I'm just so excited overall. I love people that are just having their first interviews, their first time, their first exposure. And what's so interesting is the two-sided. How did you exactly build a two-sided kind of thing with your music and about your life? Because in real life, you're like a fun person, but your music is a ragey, sad kind of music. Why is that? And why did you decide to do it?
I think music has become like from the beginning, it has always been an outlet to kind of deal with feelings that are difficult to address in your daily life. How do you deal with anger and frustration when you're working all the time and like you have no breaks from your relationships, you have no breaks from reality itself, right? Like music is my break at this point in life. Whenever I have something that I need to say, I say it in form of poetry. And because people don't read so much, especially like unknown people, right? So I started to rap it. Because I figure like people are more people are more receptive to poetry in the form of sound. And I consider myself a student of the English language. So for me, being able to write and rap in English is a huge accomplishment. And I take a lot of pride in it. And I really respect it. I try to be as respectful as I can to the English language and to like just the beauty of poetry in general when I'm writing. So I guess that's it, man. I have a philosophy with me that I will always only sing and write about things that are true to me. I will never lie in my lyrics. I will never lie in my raps. Everything. I saw this on TikTok a few days ago, and it really, like, it made sense to me. I think this is very true. Like, if you make your music and you put yourself in your music, if people like that music, people like you, you know? So you instantly have that connection with whoever is listening to it. And it's no longer a relationship of I'm a fan of this person. It's a relationship of we speak the same language, you know, understanding. So that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking to be understood. That's what I think.
Well, clearly you got really good thinking. I mean, it's clever how you just, you know, you just go really in depth with the music and yet you're still like being real and being yourself in music. I mean, that's genius how that all comes into play.
Thanks. That really means a lot. That really means a lot.
Well, yeah, of course. And we're talking musician from musician. So I've heard everything from vocals to production, and just the way, just telling from a little bit that I've heard, you know, just the way you've been going about, you know, your music, it's like very interesting. It's like breathtaking too.
You think so? I think that was the best compliment I've ever received. Breathtaking. It's like, wow. Thank you. Really.
Aww. Dude, you're about to make me blush.
You made me blush first.
Oh God.
Yeah, you wouldn't believe like how different I am from what I express in my music. You know, have you checked the themes that I'm dealing with when I'm writing the song I sent you?
Right.
I sent you two songs, Spread the Word and Grind Till You Shine. Spread the Word is a bit of an old song that I made, but the reason why I sent it to you is because I think it embodies everything that I want to spread as my word, you know, as the message that I think is the one true message, which is the empowerment of the human being. Empowerment of the human being, especially in the face of everything that the world has become and is becoming, you know, because I feel like we're always being squashed against certain kind of mold, you know, as in we are being molded to fit into certain roles in society. So like this is
I already kind of got that feeling of deepness when you sent me the track. I was like, yeah, you were right to send me it.
Yeah. So that's
like, I have a feeling.
Right. I'm sorry.
Oh no, go ahead. My fault. My bad. Go for it.
No, I was just replying to what you said. But you can go ahead.
Now this is your interview. You need to go.
I am trying to unroll a backwoods. So I'm looking for. You know what I mean, right? Yeah. Well, anyways.
I could definitely tell by those songs that you really got in depth with the songs, and I'm so excited to everybody gets to hear it. At the very end, I'm so excited, so stoked. Maybe I'll do half and half. I'll think about it later. But I'm getting a nice tense feeling from you, so I'm gonna take this all in. When we continue, let's jump into everything. Firstly, shit, I forgot to do this. I forgot to let you give an intro. I'm sorry. Usually I do it so I'm not sounding like rude or like make I just want to make sure everybody gets a chance to like know you. So would you mind giving one? I'm sorry if I'm late.
Yeah, it's no worse. It's good that it's recorded, right? Because we can be like, we can mess around, we can goof. So, yeah, I'm
Yeah.
no one DMC. DMC, in the beginning, to be honest with you, I just wanted to be like, because I saw so many no ones, no one, no one, no one. Everybody wants to be no one. And I was like, I have to be something different, right? Otherwise, people would just not find me. Because I was looking, like searching for my own name on SoundCloud and I wasn't being able to find myself. So I introduced DMC as, I'm sorry, DMC, like DMC, you know, D as a T-H-E-M-C. But as I found out later, DMC stands for Devastating My Controller. And I found that so cool. So I'm no one DMC now. Also, DMC apparently stands for deep meaningful conversations, and that fits extremely well. So I'm no one DMC. I'm a rapper from Brazil. I'm 29 years old. I live in Toronto at the moment, and I write about my experiences, my psychedelic experiences, are about the things that I think are wrong in society. I write about my feelings and all that kind of thing, you know. The approach I take to creation is that I should not judge the quality of my work before it's done. Therefore, I try to do as many things as I can without considering quality, without considering anything. I just, when I sit to write, and I do that every single day, I let my mind go free and I write whatever comes to my mind. And later on, I just filter everything and work to make a cohesive piece of work. I think as an artist, musically, I have a lot to learn. Honestly, in all areas, I think I have a lot to learn, but musically especially, because I come from a background in music, but not so strong. I've always been hectic. So I've been playing the guitar for like 18, 19 years, I think. And you know, I'm still not in the level, in the same level of someone that plays for 10 years, let's say. It's just because the way I learn and the way I practice are so hectic, and it's so I've done this all this time, but I don't bring much from it to my transition to rapper. That's what I wanted to say. So I think as I learn more about music, it facilitates the process of expression, you know, because I can be a terrific writer. If I'm not a good musician, I'm not going to be able to translate the poetry into lyrics. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and that makes sense. That makes sense too. So I know for the translating part that makes sense. It's like But that's so weird you say that. I have a couple friends in around Toronto. I'm actually working with a project with them. In the concert server, Immortal Being, they live around Canada. They live around Toronto. So it's like if you bump into them, like that's like likely.
They live around Toronto, so in the GTA, that's where I live too. I'm not precisely from Toronto, like from the core. I live in the outskirts. I live in a place called Jane and Finch. It's a very hot area in here.
Yeah, they're on the outskirts too.
Well, we could make this connection. I'm always looking for artists, especially artists close to me, with whom I can interact, you know, because I feel like doing this by myself is not as fun as when I'm doing this with other people, you know.
Very, very true. That's very true. But yeah, hit them up. They're free to collaborate. It's surprisingly they do so much. So they're perfect to collaborate with.
I do so much as well. This is something that I'm very proud to say is that I basically write one song every day. And if I don't record it, I just keep it stashed. So I started not too long ago. I started, I think, 7 months ago. I wrote my first song and I recorded it right away. Using my cell phone and playing the beats on my speakers, and I shared the result. I think the result was a little mediocre, you know, but it was good enough that I received a few positive feedback that made me want to continue doing it. And since then, I'm just doing like every single day, every single day. And sometimes it's hard to find people who can work in the same pace as I do because people have their own priorities, right? And yeah, so it's good to know that these guys are prolific, right? Prolific is the word. Are prolific and are good to collab because that would be great, man. My dream is like having something like Wu-Tang Clan, a group of musicians that make music together, you know?
Oh, that's such a nice thing. That's good. And I know tons of people around Canada. I mean, that dream's going to quickly come true.
I hope so. I hope so.
Oh no, there is.
Honestly, go ahead.
Oh no, sorry. You do it. Sorry. I
All
have
right,
a habit.
okay. I also have a habit of like, so if I cut you off, I'm sorry. Just like call me out on it.
Yeah, that's
Like,
fine.
my friends call me little lecture, man. That's what they wanted me to have as my artist name, because I'm always lecturing them about everything, literally every single subject. I can't shut up.
I can see why. I can definitely see why.
A lot of things to say and so little time, man.
I know,
But
for
yeah,
real.
like as I was saying, my plan initially, not initially, this is something that I am going to do and it's inevitable, it's going to happen, it's just a matter of time. You know, I want to take a very hands-on approach to promotion, you know, because I'm not a person with unlimited funds. You know, I have like very little budget to work with. So the way I want to do promotion is literally by going to Dundas Square, which is a big like tourist place here in the Toronto city, and just go there with my speakers and spit my bars, man. And whoever like it, whoever come to vibe with the sound, I will exchange like contacts, doing this like very hands-on, you know.
Oh yeah, definitely. And it's gonna happen. I know tons of, Canadian rappers like yourself. So, hey, if you ever need, collabs or for around people like that, or even just in general, I'm for you.
Well, please, if you can't wait, my computer just and I haven't moved the mouse for a while. All right, can you still hear me? All right. Yeah, so if you can forward my contact or just like straight up send people my way, I'll be very, very grateful.
Yeah, of course, I got you. I got a couple of people already.
That is perfect, man. By the way, how did you find me?
Oh, good question. I found you, I believe, through a music server, because I remember seeing your name in a music server. And then you joined because you were interested in the concert, I remember. It was not
Yes,
a music.
yes.
Well, yeah, you went in there and I asked you, like, did you sign up? And you were like, I was thinking about signing up. And then I was like looking, I was like, okay, this guy has potential. And then I took a little peek at your music. I was like, wow, damn, this is good.
Oh damn.
I gotta do it.
Oh thanks, man. This you don't understand. Like you don't understand. Like what makes a person take money from its pocket to put in music promotion? That person needs to believe, right?
Yeah.
So right now, the only feedback that I'm getting is from people that I know. So it's, you know, I believe my friends and I believe the people that like me, but I also believe that they will support me no matter what. So there's always a bit of bias when they say, "Oh, I like this song. This song is awesome." I'm like, "Okay, thank you." But in the depths of my mind, I can't not accept that critique of my work, because I know they will support me, even if my work is not satisfactory. But these words, these compliments that you're giving me, you have no reason to do it. And this means a lot. This might be the little push I needed to like go on the neck and to the next step, you know? It's like really start trying to put my music out there. Because, you know, man, I'm human and like I'm always dealing with the threat of rejection, right? And it's not something to take lightly, especially when you are a beginner, when you are starting. So you want to make sure that when you actually put your work out there, it's your best work. And the fact that you complimented my work in that way, it really means a lot. For real, man.
Oh, so sweet. Oh, I'm going away. I can't do it now. But yeah, I appreciate it though. And yeah, honestly, like being a musician myself, I'm always listening to music, and when somebody pops up like yourself that really jumps out at me, I'm like, I'm taking a chance. It was two more songs before the night was over. It was your song, and then it was like a 12-year-old person. I didn't like the 12-year-old, but I liked you, so you saved that night.
That is amazing, man. That is really good to hear.
Oh
That
yeah.
is
Oh
really
yeah.
good to hear. Can you imagine, like, well, the first song I wrote, it's called Maniac. I wrote it and I was like, I told you, right? I'm Brazilian and I'm in Canada right now. And just very, very recently, In the past few days, I received my Canadian card of permanent residency. So before that, I was dealing with the same kind of uncertainty that every immigrant is always dealing with. And 7 months ago, it was the height of the pandemic, right? I was locked inside with two people, and living together is not always easy. There was nowhere to go. I was going through a very, very, very bad phase at work. And I was about to, I don't know, man. I was dealing with very bad thoughts all the time of suicide and of like, I had no motivation to do anything. I saw myself just going down in a hole, man. And I wrote this song. Called Maniac. Like everything I know, all the facts about me derived from the flash of my memory, creeps from the shadows in the back seat, voices in my head say I won't succeed. Grammar mistakes and fucked up diction. I shouldn't try this because I'm just an immigrant. Tired, in pain, I want to go home like a child, go back to my mom's womb. To rest from thoughts in the empty void. I suspect these words weren't said by Freud, but it doesn't really matter if they fit me now. Oh, yeah, sorry, I forgot the lyrics. But yeah, that was the song that I made. That was my first song. So you can see that I was coming from a place in which I had no choice. I really had no choice. I really had to find a way to deal with all the those emotions that were just raging inside me, you know?
I totally did. I totally get it. And I totally love the song too. I totally, from those lyrics, I absolutely loved it, and it's wonderful too.
Thanks a lot. Really, thank you.
Yeah, of course, of course. And when you said immigrant, I was like, yeah, dude, like I feel you, 'cause I feel you. Like I'm African, and through history, we've been immigrants too. So when I hear about immigrants, I feel also connected, 'cause we're like almost the exact. Almost.
The feeling of not belonging, you know? When I first stepped in Canada, the first thing that I lost was my language. And until then, my language was literally my identity. Because I've always written my entire life. Since I was 14 year old, I always wanted to be a writer. And not only a writer, I always wanted to be a poet, which is very odd, right? For like a kid. So since I was 14, I always wrote a lot, but I always did it in Portuguese. So when I came to Canada, my English wasn't good at all. I had very little knowledge of English, and I could not speak my mother language. So I felt like my identity was being stripped from me. You know what I mean? Because ev everything I had worked for until that point was to perfect and master Portuguese. And suddenly, to express myself, I don't have the same tools.
Yeah, I totally get it. I totally get it. I mean, losing yourself like that, I mean, that's just a lot just there, like having to deal with that, and yeah, at a young age too. It's like I get that a lot.
It is something that is not usually thought about when you're talking about like the struggles that immigrant people go through. Like of course there's the language struggle, right? Everybody gets that. But language is not just meant to live in society, you know, like do things and work, find work, you know, like solve bureaucratic things. It doesn't just serve that purpose. language is also self-expression and self-affirmation. So when you don't have language to express yourself and like put your feet down and say, this is who I am, you kind of get lost, you know. So for a while I was here in Canada and I felt so weak, man. I felt weak, I felt powerless, and yeah, I felt like a maniac until I wrote this poem. And I was like, okay, this is possible. And some people liked it, so I'll keep doing it. And as I did, I experienced the same feeling that I had experienced before in my childhood when I wrote my first text, which is empowerment. I felt powerful again. I felt like I wouldn't take shit from no one anymore, you know? Even if I'm an immigrant now, here, I'm still aware of my worth, aware of my size, you know, as an individual, my power as an individual. So in that sense, music and writing were extremely liberating. And it was like the perfect combination, you know, to deal with what I was going from. Yeah.
I totally get how it's been for you. I mean, getting all this, I mean, I know like how that's like. I mean, I've gone through it through history, so I totally get it. And I'm glad that you were able to open up and tell us about it.
Thanks, man. Do you make music as well, right?
Oh yes, I write music.
You write as well. What is your reason to write music?
It's always been a part of me. I always enjoy writing music. It's always been something I've enjoyed. It's helped me through so much. It helped me open up. It helped me open up. It helped me as a writer, as you know, because I also, you know, I do newspaper at the school I go to. So songwriting, and I also love music overall because I also sing and I also do a lot of music myself. So it's always so wonderful when I write music because I get to be me. And I also get to express myself. I also get to, you know, be myself when I write music. I get to be me. I get to show what the hell I want to. I get to control everything. I don't have to worry about nobody. I get to only just do, you know, me.
Yeah, I feel you. I feel you. That's good, man. And you get like that feeling of connecting to someone. It's pretty great as well, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely, definitely. And it gives us that creative freedom.
I don't know if this is like, if this is normal, if this is a characteristic of like people who usually do it art. But when I finish a piece of work and I'm always satisfied with it. I may look at it back after some time and think that something could be better. I could have done something in a different way. But when I finish, I'm satisfied with it, right? And when I finish, I go through such an ecstasy that I'm afraid it's always addictive. The ecstasy of creation, man. You finish a poem and You listen to a beat, you find a flow, and you record your song, and you listen to your song, and you can say, that is mine, you know, I created this. It's like giving birth. And giving birth to something that, at least in your eyes, is beautiful, you know? It's just magical. So I definitely understand like what you feel about being able to be who you are. I think that's the beauty of it, right? Just laying down on a paper, this is who I am. You're gonna have to accept me. I don't know about you, but I've always been like an outcast, sort of. So I never fit anywhere. I always felt like I didn't belong in this place and I didn't belong in that place. People were always rejecting this part of me or that part of me. So this, what I'm doing right now, is a statement. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, this is who I am. You're gonna accept me, and that's it, man. I'm not gonna change, and I'm not gonna, you know. I have talked to people before, and I received certain feedback about my work that I could not agree with. So people basically telling me to sell out, you know. People basically telling me to stop writing about the things that I'm writing now, and start writing about things that may be more relatable to more people. I just wouldn't be able to do it, you know?
Yeah, no kidding. I mean,
if I saw somebody tell you to stop, I certainly would kill them. I just would.
I'm gonna hire you as a security. Is that all right?
Maybe.
Security from physical and metaphysical threats, you know?
Yeah. But yeah, I feel you 100%. I honestly do. All right. Can y'all stop bothering me with the messages already? Sorry, not you, just this. Can y'all just stop already? But yeah, I definitely feel you. Let's jump into to more. So, being a musician yourself, I wanted to actually dive into music, really. So, overall, because we already know about, you know, describing your music, we already know your music is dark. It's dark, it's deep. But what's the whole process when it comes to music? What's your whole, you know, method when it comes to making songs, you know, getting it out there? Like, what's your method?
Well, it depends. Sometimes I just write the poem right away and I fit it into a beat and I make the modifications I need to make it like properly fit the beat as much as I can, right? Because I know I have like my limitations, especially when it comes to mixing. But this is one of the processes. I just write it and I listen to a beat and I find a flow. Or, and this is more common, I listen to a beat and it immediately kind of speaks to me. I don't need to listen to the beat like many times for me to develop the flow for it. I listen to the beat once or twice and I already have like basically the sound structure in my mind. And what I have to do is inside the sound structure, fit the words that I want, not just any words, you know? So basically I try to build a structure first of just syllables that I sing to myself, like top lining. And after that, I go to the paper and I write it over and over again. And most of the time, I'm able to finish a song in about 2-3 hours. Sometimes it's faster, but it's not the norm. But also sometimes it takes much longer. Sometimes I just write and write and write, and I'm not happy with anything that comes out of it. So I just keep it there. And later on, I'm writing about something else, and I remember, oh, I have this verse. I have these two bars, you know, that can fit here. So sometimes I'm also just like using pieces of work that I've done previously as sort of a building blocks, you know, for a new piece of song. And I honestly enjoy doing that so much, because it's just like, it just show how much space to work with you have when you're dealing with words. Because words can have so many meanings, and it's up to you to build it, you know.
Yeah, I do. and just hear from all that, just a little bit I just got from you, I'm getting goosebumps.
I'm sorry, it's cutting a little bit.
Am I cutting?
Just this last part.
How about now?
Better, much better.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, I'm sorry about that. Discord can be shitty, so I am not surprised that actually happened.
It's okay.
I'm really not in the slightest surprised. But I'm still pressing on, still going. I just wanted to ask one thing before. Did you ever go into like your inspiration for me? I mean, ever?
My inspiration to be a musician.
Yeah.
Like my, I would say that my biggest inspirations to be a musician are not artists, music artists, but mostly literary artists. I read a lot of South American literature, and this is where I got my love for poetry from Latino writers, and that's it. When it comes to music,
yeah,
I feel like I should devote more of my time to listening to new music, because sometimes I find myself stuck in musical loops, you know, just listening to the same thing over and over and over again. And yeah, it can be detrimental for a person that aims to produce music. And I listen to a lot of old school hip hop, old school Brazilian hip hop, and I listen to a lot of grunge, rock, and heavy metal as well. Like Alice in Chains, Nirvana, Metallica, and like Tupac and Biggie. I usually like sing verse songs to practice, because when I started, as you can see, I have a lot of trouble pronouncing so many words, right? So to practice this, I was singing verse songs and relentlessly, like, until I could speak each word properly, you know. So they were huge, because by doing that, I went really deep into their work, And I also listen to a lot of Brazilian hip hop artists that are literally my favorites. I've always been to hip hop. Since I was a kid, I was into hip hop. And my favorite artists have always been guys like MV Bill, Racionais MCs, and Sabotage. These three are like my triad, you know, of idols when it comes to music. So for me, I think I decided to take this as something positive, that I don't have many influences in North America that comes from North America. So I think it handcaps me in a way, but it also allows me to make something that might be new. I don't have the pretension to make something that is new, you know, but I might just do it by accident. And if it happens, I'll just welcome.
Yeah. thanks for sharing that. Really, thank you. Thank you.
No worries.
And loving all this. This is all good. Fantastic. Loving it.
Right.
I just wanted to just get this in. Do you have anything that you would like to let out to me before? Actually, this is a switch in. I don't know why I'm starting to say it smartly. I'm basically saying, do you have any questions or dares you would like to ask?
Like if I want to leave a message, kind of like final words, something like that?
I mean, just anything you like to ask me before, just anything you like to ask before the end. If you don't have anything, it's fine.
I don't have anything to ask per se, but I have things to say, man. I think, and this is an opportunity for me to talk, so I must take it. And what I want to do with my rap, what I want my raps to represent to people is, as I said, a statement that you are someone strong, especially because you went through struggles. You are not a failure. You are not small. Have no rights to be stepping on you. A lot of times in our lives, we fall in traps of behavior just because how shitty we feel, you know? And those traps are vices, addiction. And a lot of that comes from people not realizing how strong they actually are. And when I say people are that strong, I'm saying we are stronger than everything the media and, you know, pop culture, all these things are trying to make us swallow by force all the time. We are bigger than that, and we should aim bigger than that. We should aim for higher feelings and higher thoughts, like help each other out. I think we came to a point in history, in the world, where we need collaboration and we need understanding, and we need to put the other in the first place, first to serve, you know. If we want to survive as a species, you know, we have acquired tremendous levels of destruction, of potential to destruction. And if we continue to be irresponsible, reckless, with all this power that we have amassed in these past decades, and I'm not just talking about guns and like atomic bombs, I'm talking about the internet, you know, like these tools that we use daily and we don't give proper respect to it. And yeah, we must recognize the strength of the individual to be bigger than everything that has been fed to us, that makes us separate, that makes us want to feel better than our brothers and sisters, you know what I mean? We must aim to unite, man, and to fight the wrongdoings in this world, because I know the world is full of good people, but good people allowing bad to happen and evil to spread. Even if we are in bigger numbers, if we stay passive, we're going to lose this battle. And I think we are coming to a tipping point where we can no longer afford to stay sitting in our couches, you know. So if I can't make any impact in providing like a good example, changing someone's mind, helping someone in need, you know, that's enough for me. That's like, I'm in it for this. So I'm doing reps. This is my reason for doing reps. I want to help myself and I want to, like, you know, extend this help to other people. And yeah, that would be like the message I have to pass to people. I really, if to anyone who's interested, I'm really grateful that you guys check on my work, and I'm always down to talk, and I'm always down to discuss my lyrics, and you know, exchange ideas. Even if we disagree, it doesn't hurt. Forces us to recognize flaws in our arguments and, or at least build them stronger, you know? So yeah, if anyone wants to check out on my work, I'm No One DMC on SoundCloud. There you can find my Instagram and you can contact me through my email or just sending me a message. I'm always down to collab with other artists. It can be visual beat makers, other rappers, people who make other genres of music. I don't mind. As long as we are vibing, we have the same mindset, we're good. So yeah, that would be it. And thanks a lot for having me here. It was really a very pleasant experience. I was very anxious in the beginning, like before it started, but you made me feel calm regardless. So thank you.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate you. You're so sweet. You're so sweet. I appreciate
Thank you. Oh, right. Sorry. Go ahead.
Damn it. Again. Just keep going.
No, go ahead.
Oh, okay. Cool. So, again, thank you so much. I'm glad you said those last three words. You guys, make sure to check out Noah, DMC, down below in the link provided for you. I hope you guys have enjoyed his presence here, and if you guys want more music, check below for more info, more information, and it's going to be really exciting for what he has in store. So what Also, what new stuff can we expect from you? What new stuff is coming?
So I sent you one of the songs that is still private, right? So I'm preparing an actual album that I'm going to release very, very soon. And it's going to have songs in English and songs in Portuguese. Songs in English are going to be on side A, and songs in Portuguese will be on side Brasilia, you know, like side B, Brasilia. Wow. So yeah.
Okay, cool. Just wanted to get a little scoop. Right. But I'm so excited. Y'all make sure to check out his music. Might as well be losers if you're not. So make sure to do so. As always, keep on supporting Rap Battle Podcast. We're everywhere on social media. Make sure to follow, subscribe on YouTube as well. It's always a joy whenever we get to share our stuff. So, you know, make sure you guys are in the action as well. Thank you again for coming by, and I cannot wait for what the future holds from you. And I appreciate you. You are so amazing.
You were amazing. Thanks a lot. Really appreciate you as a host. Thank you again.
Yes, of course. I got you. I support you 100%. 100%. Yo,
the same for real.
Aw, he's so sweet, y'all. He's so sweet. And that's a wrap up for tonight, folks. I will catch you guys on the other side. I'll catch you guys the next time. You guys have a nice rest of y'all night, and see you soon. Bye.
Hello, everybody. Thank you guys so much for joining us tonight as we dove into a wonderful podcast episode. Now, in this following segment, you will get a chance to hear this artist's showcase, because every artist that comes on the show requires to do a showcase. So buckle up, get some popcorn, and enjoy the showcase. I hope you guys love it, and check out the artist when you get a chance to. Hope you guys love it. Enjoy.
Show you metal, aren't you the man with the will of full metal? I'm like a kettle that's been boiling up. My anger for this fuckers keep boiling over. Stand up and fight for your brothers. We juggling bills like the motherfucking globe. Turn us all a sea slaughter. Your mind's a disaster. Aren't you a man? No, you're a just, I gotta press it. We keep waiting for rain, it can't rain all the time. You gotta maintain your sanity, no matter the pain. I've got a migraine, pin needle just stuck in my brain. Slave is lame, cities ain't cane. Hard whip, sugar cane, bone, China blood stains. I'm chewing up, reminiscence, swallowing scent, throwing up innocence. We've come a long way, but it's not enough. Slave is late, the shit's rough. I've a request for you, spread the word. If we give up, who's gonna save the world?
No one.
Who's gonna save the world? Inside and every growing rage. Despite all this rage, I'm already in a cage. Let us burn sage and something else too. We not in stage one, we already stage two. When I see red, I can't be contained until I'm dead. Hanging from a gold chain, head on a platter. August, no chatter. The price I pay for a challenge, the masters be better. Can't you see it forms a pattern? Back against the walls, loom against a dagger. Silence in our deaths, for sure we don't matter. Pick up these words and spread. Cities ain't king, hard whip, sugar cane, bone, shadows, blood stains. I'm chewing up, reminiscence, swallowing scent, throwing up innocence. We've come a long way, but it's not enough. Slave be slain, the shit's rough. I've a request for you, spread the word. If we give up, who's gonna save the world?
No one.
Who's gonna save the world? In a cassette, when my body lay dead, this will be my epitaph. Fresh from the murder, it's slicing through minds like a cutter. Blood on the water, leave you crying in the gutter. I leave it down under, down in the underground. Never any smoking, we be rapping out loud.
put it back like a tape, like a set. Where my body laid dead, this will be my epitaph. Fresh from the mortar, it's slicing through minds like a cutter. Blood on the water, leave you crying in the gutter. I leave it down under, down in the underground. Never any smoking, we be rapping out loud. Gotta get and go, gotta go and build this flow. Gotta cultivate the growth to extend what is known. No, chains in my wrist, I've broken free. And I'm about to go on a lyrical killing spree. Teach you how to rhyme, let's go, 1, 2, 3. And you hear it cause you know I got a street pedigree. Grind, grind, grind till you shine. Grind, grind, grind till you shine. Grind, grind, grind till you shine.
Down in the underground, never any smoking, we be rapping out loud.